your time. You know, there's a lot of things that you could be doing in life on a Saturday morning, and somebody cared enough about you to invite you out to take a look at this to see if it might be worth your time. I want to be very, very clear that anybody can do this business. My background is I don't have a high school diploma. I don't have a GED. In fact, I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to prepaid legal services. Before prepaid legal services, I did manual labor jobs because at the age of about 16, my father was diagnosed with cancer. And he spent the next few years in and out of the hospitals going through radiation, chemotherapy, surgeries to save his life. And during that time, there was no income coming into our home. So consequently, the bills didn't get paid. The cars were repossessed in the middle of the night. Sheriff's officer showed up at our house, informed us that our house had been sold at a public auction and that we were now trespassing on the bank's property and that we had 72 hours to vacate the premises. My parents had always encouraged me to go to school, get good grades, go out and get a great... You guys have heard that story too. And I thought that makes sense. The challenge is, you know, that was the route that my father took, and yet even with an engineering degree from a major university, we were struggling financially. And so I think it's good to be educated, but does that guarantee you financial security on any level? I think we all know people today that are, quote, educated people, and yet they're struggling to pay their bills today. Can we agree with that? And so I left school early to go get a job to meet some of the family financial needs. And here's what I found out. When you don't have a high school diploma or a GED, you will get minimum wage or fairly close to that. And that's where I stayed for many, many years. In fact, years later, I was 21 years old. I was at Jiffy Lube. I was the courtesy tech. I was the guy that vacuumed the car mats and checked the air pressure in your tires. My friends who had stayed in high school were now graduating from college. And I could tell by the cars that they drove when they came into Jiffy Lube that they made more money in 1 month than I made in an entire year. And that's when it hit me. I've got to do something different with my life. And that's where I started out the quest for more money. Now, the only way that I knew how to make more money at that phase of my life was to go get a second job. And some of you might be doing that. You're working the weekends, working the evenings, trying to get some overtime in, doing everything you can to put a little bit more money in the family coffer. And so I found a pizza delivery place that would hire me in the evenings. And so I'd work all day long at Jiffy Lube. I'd run home, shower, change, try to get that oil smell off of me, and then deliver pizzas till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. And then I'm back at Jiffy Lube at 8 a.m., work till 6, then deliver pizzas till midnight, 1 o'clock, back at Jiffy Lube at 8 a.m. And I'm constantly doing this, sometimes 6 days a week. I was making more money than I'd ever made in my entire life. But my quality of life was absolutely horrible. And some of you might, you know, be living that type of lifestyle right now where you're on this rat wheel that's just going so fast. You feel like you never have time to actually get things done that you want to get done, or to spend time with your kids or your spouse or your hobbies. And there's things that you deeply, passionately care about, but they're completely being neglected simply because you feel like you only exist to pay bills. And that's where I was when I met the most incredible woman in the world. I don't know how she agreed to marry me on my work schedule, but she did, and next thing you know, that rat wheel got a little bit faster. And I made some pretty grand promises to her about a nice little house, white picket fence, and the American dream, being a stay-at-home mom. And yet we found out that as our kids started coming along, she too had to work. And so I would go to work early in the morning, I'd come home in the afternoon, and she'd pass the kids off to me, and next thing you know, she'd work till late at night. And next thing you know, we're both running on this rat wheel, trying to just pay the bills. And that's when I was introduced to the home-based business industry. Now, the first time that I found the home-based business industry, I thought this was like manna from heaven. I was like, this is incredible. I get to work when I want to work, with who I want to work, from the comfort of my home, no boss, no commute. It was everything I was looking for. So I got involved with this company. It was a health and wellness products and cleaners and everything you could think of. And we soon became garage qualified. That means we parked our car on the curb because our product filled up our parking place. And after about a year or two in that company, we looked at the math and we said, hold on, we're spending far more money than we're making in this company. And we realized we were headed in the wrong direction based on what our goals were. So we ended up leaving that company. It was a good company. We just couldn't make any money in it. And we got involved in a telecommunications company. And this is back when AT&T was like 25 cents a minute. And so, you know, it actually made sense to, you know, find this company that could give you long distance for cheaper. And we were signing up all our friends, family, neighbors, relatives, everybody. But AT&T would send them a check for $100 and say, if you cash this check, this means you agree to switch back to us. And it's pretty hard to compete with a company that can mail out $100 checks to everybody, right? So we couldn't compete with that anymore, and so we were out of business again. And so we got involved with another company, and we put thousands of dollars into that company, and again, we lost all of our money. And then it was about the mid-1990s, and the internet was just coming on board, and we got invited to a meeting by somebody here in this room. So I'm over it at this point. We got invited to a meeting, and we sat down at this meeting, and they started showing us the internet and how it was going to change the world. And it blew my mind what the internet could do. We're watching this happen on a dial-up modem, by the way, and I'm just going, oh my gosh, this is the coolest thing. You could go online and you could buy anything in the world anywhere, and they would just send it to your house. And they started telling us how Walmart was going to be out of business as soon as this company went public. And I bought into it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to totally change everything. And the internet has changed a lot. But Walmart's still doing very well, okay? And so they said, you can own your own virtual mall today if you get involved with our company. And your cost of entry today is only $5,000. Now, me and my wife had one credit card. It was for emergency purposes only. And it happened to have a $5,000 limit. And she wasn't at the meeting with me. So all three of those things were kind of like a sign from God. The stars had aligned. I pulled out the credit card. I dropped it down. I filled out my paperwork. And I bought a virtual mall. That's a good way to sleep on a virtual couch for about 3 months. I got home and told my wife that we now owned our own mall, and she then reminded me we don't even own the internet at our home. We couldn't even shop at our mall if we wanted to. And we handed out advertising to our mall. We were telling everybody, you can go get stuff at our mall. It's better than Walmart and Kmart and everything. Nobody ever went to my virtual mall and bought one thing. I never even shopped at my own mall, okay? I was still going to Walmart. That took me over 3 years at 20-something percent interest to pay off that business venture. That is when my wife took away the credit card and informed me that I was never allowed to spend money without her permission and made me take that oath. I will never do another home-based business, so help me God. Who else is taking that oath? Okay, a few of you. And some of you are still sitting next to your spouse, so you're not allowed to raise your arm yet. That's fine. And that's where we were, paying off our debts, trying to get out of all the home-based business ventures that I had put us in more debt doing. And November 29th, 1999, a lady showed up at my house, said, Dave, I've got something to show you. It'll take about 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested. I figured, that's fair. I can tell you no in 15 minutes. And I realized that, first of all, I had to have my wife sitting next to me to watch any new presentations. So I figured I'm safe if my wife's there, because she's not going to say no. She's going to say, hell no. Get out of my house. And so me and my wife sat down on the couch to watch this 15-minute video. And at the end of that 15 minutes, my wife looks at me and says, this is awesome. We need to do this. I'm like thinking, I've been banished from the home-based business industry. Now you're encouraging me to get involved with this company? So we got the membership right away, but I found out that the lady who showed me that 15-minute video made more money in 15 minutes, not saying a word to me, than I made for 2 full days at work, from sunup to sundown. And I realized I needed to do her job, because all she was doing was watching TV. And I'm like, man, if you can make that kind of money watching television, I'm qualified. I can watch TV with the best of them. So I got involved with the company. We started showing that video to people. And guess what? Some said yes and some said no. And that's just the way everything in life works. It's not for everybody. But the ones who said yes led me to other people who said yes. And that started to grow some residual income and some overrides. And within a few months, it was actually paying me more money than my full-time job. Now, I don't want to be delusional here. It didn't take a lot of money to replace my full-time job. Okay? Some of you think, wow, I could replace my job in a full few weeks. You could, but you could pick up cans on the side of the road and replace my income. Okay, so it didn't take a lot of money. We kept working with the business after we went full-time. After our second year, it was paying us over $100,000 a year. It's never paid us less than six figures for the last 9 years in a row. Today, we're members of what they call the Millionaire Club. It took us a little over 7 years to make over $1 million with this company, which would have taken me over 55 years at my last place of employment. But we did it with no boss, no inventory, no commute, no job. We did it from the comfort of a home, being stay-at-home moms and dads here with Prepaid Legal. So even though we appreciate the trappings of success that are out there today, you know, all of our cars and toys and stuff are paid for. We don't have any debt there. We live in a comfortable home. A lot of you came to the party last night that we had. It was a nice little shindig. It's always nice to have a couple hundred people over for dinner. We enjoyed vacationing, the time freedom that's out there. But here's what's absolutely terrifying to think of. November 29th, 1999, the day that lady showed up at my house. To think, what if on that day I told that lady, you know what, I'm a busy man, I got too much on my plate right now, I don't even have time to take a look at your video. To think, with my resume, where on earth would my wife and kids be this morning if I didn't take 15 minutes out of my time schedule on that day? Or even worse than that, what if I took the 15 minutes, looked at it and said, well, it looks good, it sounds good, it feels good, it all makes sense. But I tried some things like this in the past, they didn't work, therefore, I'm never going to try anything else again. Isn't this like one of those other companies? What if I associated this with other deals that didn't work for my family? Where on earth would my wife and kids be this morning? So even though I appreciate the applause, the truth is it's not the speaker that deserves the applause this morning, it's actually our guests. I mean, these people have come down here with an open mind, given us an hour of their extremely valuable time just to see if we might have something that works for them in their life. Let's give them the applause they deserve. All right, so if you're ready, say, I'm ready.
Ready.
Let's jump into the information that we're going to be covering today. Five areas you want to be evaluating if you're a guest here today. First of all, the company. Is the company a solid company? Is it going to be around tomorrow? Is it going to stand the test of time? The need in the marketplace. Do people really need what we offer? Is this just another one of those excuses to launder money between friends? You know the companies I'm talking about. The lotions, potions, juice, powders, pills, snake oil, gas pills for your car. All those things that are out there. Product. Does our product actually have value to where you're proud to represent it? I mean, I love the fact that we don't have some hokey story about a berry and some mountain found by a secret tribe that lived for 150 years or any of that kind of stuff. It's an actual good, solid product. And the compensation, do we pay you enough money that you'll actually pay attention and follow a system? And then timing, being in the right place at the right time. Can we agree that's better than being smart? Am I pretty much living proof of that? Thank you for the endorsement. As far as our company goes, we have a proven track record. We've been around for 38 years. We're publicly traded on the prestigious New York Stock Exchange. Last year, we did nearly $500 million in revenues. We've had 17 years of record-breaking growth every single year. We're A-plus rated on the Better Business Bureau. In 2009, we created a new six-figure income earner every 7 days. You know, I believe in 2009, if you turn the news on, you saw doom and gloom and, you know, unemployments and TARP payments and bailouts and foreclosures. And yet, here at our company, we were always just talking about record incomes coming in during the same time period the rest of the world was talking about record bankruptcies. And every 26 days, we created a new millionaire with our company. And again, all of these people from the comfort of their home. Now, I'm going to say good things about this company. I'm what they would call tainted at this point. I mean, if I paid you over $1 million, would you say something good about me? Okay, so you're going to need to ignore my opinion about the company today. But Forbes magazine every single year ranks the top 200 wealthiest people in the world. Some of you have seen that article. Pay attention to it. But they also rank the top 200 best small companies in the world. Now, if you looked at the 8 million companies that they put into this funnel and looked at the criteria, they only came out with the top 200. So if you made the top 200 out of 8 million, that's pretty prestigious, even if you came in number 199, right? But yet, we made that list a few years ago, and we were freaking out. We could not believe that somehow they found our company out of little old Ada, Oklahoma. They found Prepaid Legal Services. But then the next year, we made it again. And the next year, again. And the next year, again. And the next year, again. And now, at this point, ladies and gentlemen, 8 years, Forbes magazine has picked Prepaid Legal as one of their top 200 best small companies in America. Why are they saying that? Documentation beats conversation. I've been to a lot of presentations where they told me that their company was going to change the world. They told me that their company was going to revolutionize an industry, and yet they're not in business today. We can talk from a position of history, not hype. 17 years of consistent record-breaking growth. Think of the large companies that you're aware of today. Some of them wouldn't even be in business today if it wasn't for some type of a handout from the government, whether that's the automobile industries, the mortgage companies, banking, things like that. And yet, we're not getting any handouts at Prepaid Legal. On our own business model, we are still continually putting up record sales every single quarter. Now, annually, 37 million Americans are hospitalized. Can we all agree that a week in the hospital without medical coverage could devastate your family financially? And yet during that same 12-month period, we have almost 100 million court filings. So statistically, you're almost three times as likely to have a legal situation pop up in your life than a medical situation. And yet 80% of Americans have access to the medical coverage. Before Prepaid Legal, what on earth would you do if all of a sudden you were faced with a legal situation? Again, nobody else out there does what we do and how we do it. Now, the first time I heard Prepaid Legal, the first thought that ran through my mind was, why on earth would I prepay for something I've honestly never needed? That was my first thought. Then it was better explained to me what a legal situation is, because legal situations are simply when the advice, help, or use of an attorney could better the outcome for you. Let me have you all do me a favor. Quickly stand up. We're going to do an exercise. If you've had one of the following legal situations in your family, you can just sit right back down. Have you ever been overcharged for any type of repair? Home repair, computer repair, appliance repair? Have a seat. Have you ever tried to return a defective product and been treated unfairly? Have a seat. Ever tried to return a defective spouse? Have a seat. Received a traffic ticket. All right, so if you need a ride home today, these are the people you want to go with. Hold on, don't sit down, yet. Lost a security deposit. Signed a contract. And everybody in the room sitting down. I mean, we could have put thousands of things up here. We only put about eight of them. Purchased a home, wanted to prepare a will. Can we agree you don't need to be a criminal to have these things happen? Middle class Americans have these things happen, right? And many, many other things that do have legal ramifications. So what do we do? A Prepaid Legal membership does for attorney and legal bills. What health insurance is always done for your doctor and hospital bills. For a small monthly fee of $26 or less, members receive a comprehensive legal service plan that provides their family protection of their legal rights, peace of mind, and security. And who's covered by that membership? In the state of Utah, we say it's the whole litter, but there's actually a technical definition for what that covers. That's anyone up to the age of 23 could be covered somewhere on your membership. Now, there's five separate areas of coverage with our membership. I'm going to go through each and every one of them, starting over here with Preventive Legal. Now, coming from a Jiffy Lube background, I knew it was cheaper to change the oil than it is to change the engine. Would anybody argue that point? Now, that's common sense, right? We all practice preventive maintenance in our lives. For example, on your body, how many of you in the last week have taken a shower? Raise a hand. Okay, good. Most of you. And if you hadn't, your neighbor appreciated you not raising your arm on that question. Brushing your teeth, that costs money, right? Toothpaste, toothbrush, floss. But root canals have always cost money. How many tubes of toothpaste can you purchase for the price of just one root canal? Yeah, a lot. So when you're at the drugstore and you're buying your toothpaste and you're spending your hard-earned money, in the long run, aren't you really saving money? And isn't your social life better? Yeah, some of you need to try that. Okay, so what do? We want to keep you out of legal situations. We want to prevent them from ever happening. So what do? Give you unlimited phone consultation. Pick up the phone. Call the attorney. Find out what your rights are. Any area of law. Could be a neighbor issue. Could be a consumer issue. Could be a business question. Maybe you're a small business owner. Could be a tax question. Could be a real estate question. Do we know some people out there today that have some questions about their mortgages? Yes. If attorneys were free, would they call him? Yes. So why don't they call him? The cost of calling him. But again, we wipe out that decision that they have to make when they have a prepaid legal membership. Unlimited. You can call 5 times a year, 5 times a month, 5 times a day. Doesn't matter. Unlimited access over the phone with your attorney. Once you know what your rights are, you may need a letter or a phone call made on your behalf to resolve a legal situation. Have you ever been treated unfairly where you knew you were right, but you just had no leverage in the situation? And they were holding your money or your credit hostage, and so you had to now dance to their music? Let me give you an example on how that had happened in my life. We had built a house up in the mountains, and we had a fire suppressant system installed in the house. And that's what these little heads are right here, if you're wondering what that is. Theory being that if there's a fire that is in the room, those will then spray water on the fire. It'll put the fire out. You'll probably have some water damage in that room, but the whole house will stay standing. Therefore, it's cheaper to replace one room than the whole house. Plus, there's lives at risk and everything else. So in the long run, it's cheaper to have the system. Soon after we moved in the house, one of the heads started leaking in our living room. Now, this is a brand new house, brand new carpet, and all of a sudden we've got a few drops a day falling out of the ceiling on our brand new carpet. Now, we noticed that it wasn't water, though. It was a green oily substance. We found out that the pipes that run through the attic are pressurized with antifreeze so that in the wintertime they don't freeze, expand, crack the pipes, create mold damage and everything else like that. So now we've got a leaky faucet, basically, in our ceiling dripping antifreeze on our brand new carpet. Now, to the guys, that doesn't concern them too much. But to the women, they're like, hold on. There's something that doesn't sound very safe about your children playing in a puddle of antifreeze. So we called the contractor. We said, hey, we've got antifreeze dripping out of our ceiling. We need you to come back and fix the problem. Has anybody else in this room ever had to deal with a contractor after they've been paid? A few of you, so you know what I'm talking about. They join the witness protection plan. They go underground. You never see them again. That's what basically happens, okay? After that first call that he answered our phone, refused to answer any more phone calls. We'd call over and over and over, leaving messages. The first few were nice. Leaving more and more messages, more and more. We're like, what do you do when you can't get anybody to return your phone call? We realized, you know what? We've got an attorney. Why on earth are we stressing out about this issue? We picked up the phone and we called our attorney. We used our unlimited phone consultation. We explained what the circumstance was. He said, Mr. Hall, I've actually never encountered this exact circumstance. Let me do some research. He went and did the research on it. He called us back a few hours later. I've got some great news. And he began to explain to us what our legal rights were. Said, you know what? I don't think that the contractor understands what the law is because they wouldn't be treating us like this if they did. So he says, I'm going to go ahead and inform their corporate office about the problem that is going on right here at your house. And he fired off a letter on our behalf to the Central Sprinkler Company in Lansdale, Pennsylvania. And he began to explain to them the problem that we now had because one of their technicians installed a faulty sprinkler system. Well, it's amazing how I got a copy of that letter. They got a copy. The next day, my phone's ringing. Mr. Hall, we are so sorry about the misunderstanding. Apparently there was a misunderstanding somewhere. I think they misunderstood we have an attorney. How soon can we get our service technician out there to fix the problem? They sent a service technician out right away who replaced the defective head. Took him about 10 minutes to unscrew it and put a new one in. But now we've got another problem because where that antifreeze dripped on my carpet in my wife's brand new house on her brand new living room floor, at the right time of the day, if you adjusted the blinds properly and you looked at it at the right angle, you could see that about the size of a silver dollar, that carpet was now one shade lighter than the rest of the entire living room. Now, because it's my wife's brand new house, she feels this is a capital punishment crime and somebody needs to die. But instead, they said, Mr. Hall, because we did not get out there quick enough to solve this problem, we agree to pay to recarpet your entire living room. They cut me a check for $2,928.17. So me and my wife went down to Walmart and bought a $5 rug and put it over that stain. Boom. Now, I don't know about you guys. I ain't ripping up brand new carpet over a stain that big, right? Let me ask you, $26 a month, how long do I need to stay a member of this service to break even on almost $3,000? Long time. Let me ask you a different question, the way I always understood it growing up. At $200, $300, $400 an hour, how many of you would pick up the phone and retain a law firm over a stain on your carpet that big? See, and that's why I never thought that I had legal situations growing up. It's because I thought somebody has to be in handcuffs before you have a legal situation. The truth is, legal situations happen to good people all the time. But they grow up in a society where it's cheaper to get ripped off. If you're middle class, how do you handle that situation? You put a bucket in your living room and you just take it, right? About every 6 months, you top off the radiator in one of your cars, call it good. Some of you have no clue what that comment just made. Like, what is he talking about? See, if this happened to Bill Gates or Oprah Winfrey or Michael Jordan, do you think they would just tolerate antifreeze dripping on their carpet in their brand new house? Heck no. They would have had service right away. So why is it that we can't get service when they can? They have access to leverage that we've never had access to. And now we get to be treated like the wealthy people. We have that access to the leverage in our lives, just like the wealthy have always had. We also have contract and document review. How many of you have signed something you later regretted? And the rest of you are liars. You have all signed something you later regretted. Now you can have an attorney review those documents, make sure they're in your best interest, and then a standard will prepared to protect your entire family. Yes, that includes your durable powers of attorney, directive to physicians, and a requisition of tangible assets. And if you talk to any law firm here in the state of Utah, they'll tell you that those documents combined together to make an estate plan would run anywhere from about $600 to $1,000, depending on how comprehensive they needed to be. Now think about that. I'm a brand new member of Prepaid Legal. I didn't have a will to protect my family. My wife didn't have a will. Just getting our estate planning done was anywhere from $1,200 to $2,000 in value. We had it done our first month that we were members, and I was under no contractual obligation to keep this service the second month. And yet I had already extracted over $1,000 in value. I was like, this is the greatest thing in the world. This has never been selling to me. It's always just been sharing. I just share what I've done, and people go, you know what? I'm afraid to admit this, but I don't have a will either. And it's not because people don't love their kids. It's because the cost of getting it done has always precluded them from doing it. And yet now they don't have to make a financial decision. They can make a common sense decision. If we stopped right here, you already know the membership's about 86 cents a day for what we've discussed. If we didn't do anything else, can we agree that you're going to get your money's worth? Absolutely. The rest of it's for free. Here's what you get for free. Motor vehicle legal services, if you receive a moving traffic violation, fax it into the law firm. Goal of the attorneys is now to keep the points, fines, penalties reduced or dismissed off your driving record to keep your insurance premiums low. Lawsuit protection, if you're named as a defendant in a lawsuit, we'll cover you with a schedule of hours up to 335 hours. I mean, think of how much that is. I mean, that's six figures in lawsuit protection just in case somebody comes after you. IRS audit protection or the tax laws, just a little bit confusing. Yeah, we give you 50 hours of tax attorney time preparing for that audit and going to that audit. We also give you a preferred member discount on any other legal services that I have not covered 100% up to this point. It would be ludicrous of us to tell you that for 86 cents a day, we will cover every legal situation under the sun. There's always going to be something that isn't covered 100%. Health insurance, does it ever cover 100% of everything all the time? No, is there always some type of, well, that's not covered, you know? You get, you need a serious surgery, this part of it's covered. You want a nose job, that's not covered, right? Well, you know what? These are things you were going to hire an attorney for anyway. Things like bankruptcy, divorce, child custody issues, adoptions, DUIs, criminal charges. You're going to hire an attorney anyway. How would you like to get 25% off of what you were going to buy anyway? I got people to buy this membership just for the 25% discount because they know they're facing a serious legal situation and they just want that huge savings right there. And then 24-hour emergency access because sometimes legal situations happen after hours or on the weekends. I mean, if you got teenage children, all their legal situations happen after hours and on the weekends, okay? Because they should be in school during law firm hours most of the time, all right? And that doesn't mean that legal situations can't happen there too, trust me. Now, that's all that we did for 31 years. It was offered an incredible legal plan, but about 7 years ago, we strapped a rocket to a rocket when we launched the next part of our membership, Identity Theft Protection, in response to what is now the fastest growing crime in the world. Most people think that it's just a financial problem, you know, credit cards, things like that. And granted, that is part of the problem, but it will be the least of your concerns when you're a victim of identity theft. Because there's already a lot of safeguards in place that have been passed by Congress to protect you against financial catastrophes. But here's some of the things you're not protected from. What about Social Security identity theft? You might have seen the lady on CNN in Dublin, California, not too long ago. She had over 200 illegal immigrants working under her Social Security number. They were selling Social Security cards at the flea market on Saturday morning with her number, and you just tell them what name you want on it. She owed the IRS over $1 million in back taxes from all those people that are employed with her number. Now, if you have $1 million in back taxes to the IRS, can we agree you definitely have an identity theft problem? But don't you also have a legal problem? Wouldn't you want access to some pretty darn good tax attorneys? Well, if you have an identity theft product from any other company out there, give them a call. Hey, Wells Fargo, I've been paying $20 a month for identity theft protection. The IRS says I owe them $1 million. I need your help. Hey, Citibank, I've been paying every month for this service. IRS says I owe them $1 million. I need your help. Call LifeLock. See if Todd Davis answers your phone call now. They say they got $1 million guarantee. Oh, wait, but there's exclusions. Nothing else is covered. Sorry, didn't inform you on that in the TV commercials. You guys, no other product out there covers these areas of identity theft. What about medical identity theft? Fastest growing segment of identity theft. Let me quote the Attorney General. Medical identity theft is like having $1 million credit card and nobody asking for your ID. Because if you're in a serious automobile accident or you need to be rushed to the hospital and you don't have ID on you, are they going to say, well, sorry, we can't admit you. We don't know who you are. No, they're going to admit you. They're going to try to save your life. And a few days later, a nice little lady with a clipboard will come in and start asking questions. And guess what? Whatever you tell her is going on that paper. But you don't have to prove that that's you. There are plenty of people that went in and had surgeries billed in unsuspecting victims' name simply because they got a little bit about their health insurance information. In fact, I was at the dentist a few months ago. Walked in. I said, I believe I have an appointment here this afternoon. They said, okay, Mr. Hall, do you have your insurance card? I pulled it out, showed it to him. It's this plastic little flimsy paper thing that, I mean, anyone with Adobe could scan it in and print out a new one, okay? I showed it to him. They wrote down the insurance number. They gave it back to me. I went in, had over $1,000 worth of dental work done, went home. Now, how do they know I'm really Dave Hall? I had a flimsy piece of paper that anybody could scan in and reprint out. If you found my wallet or if you found somebody's wallet that had that in there, you can go online. You can find out who the provider dentists are in that network. You can go and set up an appointment. The problem is now you start having medical procedures, start getting prescription drugs, start doing things under my insurance number. That's going to put information in my medical file. What if someday I'm in a serious automobile accident and I'm rushed to the hospital and I'm unconscious? I can't speak for myself. The doctor wants to see what is this person's medical history. And they pull my medical file and see that somebody's been getting diabetic medications under my name, or heart medications, or HIV tests that came back positive. I mean, are they going to treat me different as a patient based on what's in that file? Yeah. Now ask yourself this. When's the last time you looked in your medical file to see if it's not already fraudulent information there? You'll seldom ever find someone who actually got to look in their medical file. So how would you know if you're a victim of medical identity theft? This is the serious stuff in medical identity theft, because this is what takes people's lives. Character and criminal identity theft, I don't think we need to spend a lot of time explaining why criminals do crimes in other people's names. That should be pretty easy to figure out, right? Then driver's license identity theft. Go online and Google the words fake ID. See how many thousands of companies are more than happy to offer you an authentic form of identification with a security seal, hologram, magnetic strip, all built in. You simply upload a photo of your face to a company outside the United States, so they're outside of our law enforcement's jurisdiction. They'll create the authentic form of identification. Within 5 business days, you'll have it. Once you have that, is there any other area of identity theft you can't do? You can do anything else you want at that point. You can go destroy somebody's life for less than $100. And trust me, people out there are doing it. So what do? Well, first of all, let me show you this. Ben Bernanke, Time Magazine's Person of the Year last year. Now, if you read this article, you'll see that him and his wife were victims of more than $2.1 million in identity theft. He has access to the CIA, the FBI, the U.S. Postal Inspector's Office, every law enforcement agency out there. And yet they still hit him for identity theft. If they can get his identity, can they get yours? You know what's crazy? I still hear people today say, well, nobody would want to steal my identity. I've got bad credit. Serious, people actually say that. Let me ask you, if you've got someone that's here in America illegally looking for a job, do you think they care about your FICO score? No, they just want a job. Someday the IRS will catch up with you. At that point, your low FICO score won't be a defense. If somebody needs medical attention, does it matter what your FICO score is? Sorry, sir, we can't operate on you. Credit score's too late. Too low. No, doesn't matter there. If you get a DUI, does it matter what your FICO score is if you're using someone else's fake ID? No. Criminal identity theft. Does it matter what your credit score is? You guys, your credit score is almost irrelevant when it comes to identity theft. And yet people actually still believe that nobody would want it because they have bad credit. Like, oh, go ahead and steal mine. I've got bad credit. There's so many ways to use... In fact, the thieves that are out there doing it are saying, we'd rather steal a low credit score. Because the people who have good credit scores actually check and monitor their name. It's the people with the low credit scores that have already put their hands up in the air and said, ah, nothing I can do. And they don't check it for years, so it's easier to do more damage to them. What do? We give you an up-to-date credit report so you can see what your identity looks like right now today. But then we monitor your identity on a daily basis. Any new accounts, derogatories, change of address, public records, liens, anything pops up, we're going to notify you immediately. You simply reply back, yes, that's me, or no, it's not. If it's not you, we will have you sign a limited power of attorney over to a licensed private investigator from the world's largest risk management company, Kroll Background America, who will then go in and completely restore your identity to the good name that it was before the problem happened. All of these services in the identity theft suite of products here are available for only $9.95. That covers both the husband and the wife. You add it to our $26 legal plan, we're talking $35.95 for the entire suite of products. Not too bad. Now, if you have children and you would like them to have all the identity theft protection, for $1 a month, we will cover all your children. Not $1 per child, because some of you couldn't afford it if that was the case. But $1 will cover all 23 of your children here in the state of Utah. Some of you need to get out there and tell your neighbors about this, okay? The ones with the school bus parked in their driveway. You need to tell them about this product. All right. Most of you didn't come down here this morning because you thought, wow, I need a sexy legal plan. I'm going to go to the Salt Lake Community College and see if someone's selling them. Somebody probably told you about very average people making way above average incomes sharing this. Again, not selling this. Sharing this on a part-time or a full-time basis. And that leads us to our business opportunity. I'm a strong believer that everyone in America should have access to their legal rights. I believe our founding fathers wanted that in the Constitution. I believe everybody should have protection of their good name. I don't think everybody should be in our business. Our business is not for everybody. There's a couple major differences between our business and a traditional job. First of all, you're the CEO of your own company when you join Prepaid Legal. That means you don't have anybody that can tell you what to do. If you kind of like being micromanaged and being told when to take your potty break and your lunch break and when to be back in your cubicle, if you like that, this is probably not going to be a good fit for you Because we actually let you decide what you want to do and how much you want to do of it. Second of all, there's a financial investment to get started with our business. You are now the proud CEO of your own New York Stock Exchange company. You represent Prepaid Legal. That investment has always been a mere $249. Best investment I ever made in my entire life. Now, thank you, Gabby. I appreciate that. I didn't have $249 when I saw this business opportunity. But I wasn't going to let $249 stop me from getting my life back. So I had to borrow the money from a relative to get started. And I can promise you this. If you've ever taken out a loan in your life, the last one in the world you ever want to default on is the one from Bank of Mother-in-Law. Because she will repo your kids' Christmas gifts if you don't pay that back. But I borrowed that money, and I don't encourage that. Don't come hit me up and ask me for $249 today, okay? Because the answer is no. Figure out a way to get it from your mother-in-law. I borrowed that money. I got going in the business. As they say, the rest is history. I'm so glad that we made that investment. But the founder of our company a few weeks ago was on a national conference call, and he made a stunning announcement. In light of what's happening right now in the economy, he said, instead of $249 temporarily through the month of September, anyone that wants to get started with our company can do so for only $72. $72, guys. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I can't go out on a date Friday night for less than that. I mean, by the time you go out to a decent dinner, go to a movie, buy popcorn, drink, come home and pay a babysitter for 5-6 hours of time, I'm over $100 every Friday night just, you know, going to see a movie and having a dinner. And yet for less than date night, I can now buy my own company that Forbes magazine has said is one of the best companies in America 8 years. That's insane. I can't believe how incredibly affordable this business opportunity is. Here's what you get for your now $72 investment. You get communications tools. You get a web presence. You get applications, brochures, DVDs, mentoring, training. And when you hear the announcements a little bit later on, the new training class that's coming out is going to be absolutely awesome. All of this that, you know, you could go spend thousands of dollars to get training and mentoring that wouldn't come even close to as good as the training and the mentoring that you're going to get for $72. And here's why you want a business opportunity in America today. The blue line up there represents the recession that we had back in 1990. Now, some of you weren't even alive during that time, but basically, trust it. There was a recession, and it took approximately 31, 32 months for our nation to recover from that recession. The red line represents the recession that we had back in 2000, 2001. Remember when dot-coms went dot-bomb? And then right when we thought we were coming out of that, we had September 11th happen. And so we went back in deeper recession, and it actually took 47 months to come out of that recession. The green line represents where we're at today. And again, this is the Bureau of Labor Statistics. This is not my opinion. They say that we're in a free fall, that we have not hit the bottom yet. They say that we are still going to be years down the road from recovery from this. In fact, I heard it not too long ago where they said, if you think it's bad today, give it a couple years. You'll wish it was only this bad. And yet, there are people out there who are freaking out about whether or not they're going to have a job 6 months, a year from now. I want you to watch this real quick. January of 2007. This is a national map, every single county in America. The yellow represents 2% unemployment in those counties. The worst color up there you're going to see is purple, and that's 7% unemployment. But nationwide, we're only 4.6%. Watch what happened county by county, month by month, over the next couple years. And now that's a year old. Can we agree there's a few people out there that 2 or 3 years ago felt like they had job security and today they've changed their mind? Are there some people out there today that are looking for a plan B? Some of those people are now looking for a plan A. They say unemployment right now is right around 10%, but that's because they're measuring only the people who are still applying for unemployment benefits. The people who have exhausted their unemployment benefits and ran out or have just given up are not being calculated into that. If you calculated them, we're somewhere between 17 and 25% unemployment here in America right now. And does anybody feel optimistic about the next few months, about how great it's going to be, all the new growth out there? No. In fact, last quarter, Utah per capita was the number one bankruptcy state in America. You guys, there are people out there right now that get on their knees every single night and pray to God for an answer to their financial problems. They're looking for a way to make some money. They just want something credible. They don't want to be out there slinging makeup and Tupperware and juices and stuff. They want something that's credible. Here's how you make money with our company. It's very, very simple. Just share it. Just share it. That could be a DVD, a CD, a website, have them come to an event. They say, yes, this makes sense. You get $35. Once you go out and do that once, we're going to double your income to $69. Once you've shared this with five people that like it, we're going to take you all the way up to $138. Every time somebody says, yeah, that makes sense. $138 for simply sharing a common sense product? That's a pretty darn good commission for that. That's a great way to move up the comp plan, just simply sharing it. Volume. Never recruiting anybody, because I know some people in this room are opposed to actually recruiting somebody. So for those of you that aren't opposed to it, here's where you can start out. You share the business opportunity and the membership with somebody. So they bought the membership, $35 with a $10 application fee. They also paid $72 to become an agent with our company. We're going to skip the first level. We're going to skip the second level. We're going to start you at $138 commission and then go up from there. Now think about this. They invested $72 to buy a business, and yet the very first person that joins their team, they make $138. Show me another company anywhere in America where you can market one of their widgets and make twice what you invested in the company. You're not going to find it anywhere in America. Once you have four people on your team, so it looks a little bit like this structure right there, we're going to move you to manager. I want you to remember that level, manager, four people on your team. I'm going to come back to that in a second. Once you have three managers on your team, bam, you can be a director. $207 every time somebody purchases a membership from you. Once you have one director on your team, you're now eligible to go executive director, $252 every time somebody buys a membership. Now, the blue column, I saw that and I was like, hold on, I can make up to $252 just for sharing this membership? I knew I was going to get wealthy when I saw the blue column. They said, Dave, there's a lot more money in the red column. You see, the red column is what you get paid when other people on your team share this with people. It's what we call an override off of their work. You simply add up those numbers in the red column between the level you're at and the level that they're at. Whatever those numbers add up to, that is your money because you shared the opportunity with them and they got going in the business. I saw that red column. I was like, oh my gosh, my kids are going to get wealthy in this business. But then they said the real money, Dave, is the green column. See, the green column is the lifetime residual income. That means after the first year, you're eligible to be paid up to 25% of whatever you were paid in the red and the blue column every year for the rest of your life, so long as that membership is still active on the books. In fact, a gentleman that you're going to hear from a little bit later today flew all the way out here from Oklahoma. He worked for 5 years in this business back in the 80s. 5 years. And then went off to pursue some other dreams. Kept his membership, that's the key. Kept his membership in prepaid legal, but just went to pursue other dreams. 21 years later, 21 years without marketing any memberships, his residual income was over $309,000 for work he hadn't done for 21 years. $209,000.
2 days ago, he got his residual income check for the month of August. $57,000 in renewal income for 1 month's worth of work that happened 21 years ago. How much are you being paid today for the work you did 21 years ago? Yeah, see, there's a little bit of difference between working with prepaid legal and working for a job. This can actually set you free over time. Okay? Hypothetical example. This is Ann. Ann's a manager. How many people does it take to become a manager? Four people. Now watch what happens. Ann talks to her friend Bob. Bob buys the membership. She makes $172. Bob wants to do the business, so he drops down another $72. He goes and markets a membership to Sue, Joe, and the Johnsons. He makes a great commission, but Ann makes an override off of his efforts. She makes $138 on each one of those sales. Add all of that together, it's $586. But in this equation, how many people did Ann talk to? One. So in your very busy, hectic life today, what if you were like Ann, then you found one Bob a week? I mean, I realize that $586 a week isn't going to make you wealthy or retire you rich, but could it start to pay off those credit card bills? Could it start to pay off the car? Could it start to alleviate a little bit of the stress in your life if you had some of that type of income? Now, is there a limit to how many people Ann is allowed to talk to? So if she wanted to recruit two Bobs in a week, could she? Absolutely. Three, four, five, there's no limit. There's no glass ceiling on what you're allowed to make with prepaid legal. Here's what I knew at Jiffy Lube. There was a glass ceiling on how much income the courtesy tech makes. Regardless of how fast you are running the shop back and checking air pressure, there is a limit to what they pay you, and you might have a job with one of those limits too. No matter how hard you work, no matter how long you stay there, there is a glass ceiling that you will hit someday. And with prepaid legal, there's not. It's unlimited potential. We don't need salespeople, we need share people. People will just simply share exactly what we're doing and how it works. You can use that, do that with a website, a DVD, a magazine, all kinds of different mediums out there. Just share it. Remember, the lady who showed up at my house 10 years ago had a videotape. She asked if she could show it to me. She sat down and shut up. Shut up is one of the keys, too, to success. 15 minutes later, I said, I'm in. She's now brought in three people in 11 years. Can we all agree she's part-time in the company? Not as much as Mr. Hale was part-time, but she's got a good head start there. She makes $3,000 to $5,000 a month off of what we do in this business. Yeah. You see, it didn't matter who showed up at my house on November 29th, 1999. Here's what mattered. I was looking for a way to make some extra money. This seemed reputable. I was in. If any one of you would have showed up at my house on that day, I'd have signed up underneath you. Today, you would be making residual income on any of my efforts. Crazy thing is, all of you know somebody just like me. They're your neighbors, they're coworkers, they're friends. They hate their job, they're looking for a way out, and they're just waiting for somebody to show them something intelligent. And they're in. Now, the question is it going to be you? Or are you going to wait for me to go find them? I'll go find them. We get paid every single day, Monday through Friday. If the banks are open, deposits are happening. Once a membership is sent off to the company or entered online, within 24 hours, commission's in your bank account. You don't need to wait till the end of the month. You don't need to wait 2 weeks for payday. You can get paid immediately. Two goals that our company has: protect every member of North America with our membership, protecting their legal rights and identity theft, and create more millionaires than any other company on the face of the earth has created. And you can see the statistics from 2009. We also have car allowances. And oh my gosh, you guys, the announcement that you're going to hear in just a few minutes, car allowances just got a ton easier to get. We've been getting a car allowance for $500 a month for how many years, George?
9 years.
9 years! $500 a month for doing what we should be doing, sharing this on a very, very part-time basis. And now they just cut the requirements to pick that up down dramatically. We're going to go through that in the training part. You're definitely going to want a car allowance. Trust me, I looked in the parking lot. Some of you need a car allowance. Okay? Timing couldn't be better because we're less than 3% market penetration throughout all of North America. with a product that's been beta tested in Europe since 1907. In some of those countries, 80% of the population has some form of a prepaid legal access. And yet, who's more litigious or sue happy, Americans or Europeans? Americans by far. So if it has worked in Europe to the tune of almost 80%, could it possibly catch on here in America? Try to think of another product that has gone to 80% market penetration in Europe and hasn't done the same thing here in America. Once it catches on, I mean, we beta test all the garbage on the Europeans first. Once it doesn't give you a cancer or kill you, we bring it here to America, okay? In America, the blue states, they're probably a little bit saturated. You might want to stay out of those because they're already at 3% market penetration. But look at the red states. There's so many red states to go out there. They're less than 2%. Gray states, nobody really cares to live in anyway. Health insurance took a while for it to catch on. People didn't understand the value of health insurance when it first came out. People thought, you want me to prepay to go to the doctor, but I haven't been to the doctor in 7 years. Why would I start prepaying for that privilege? This is what people thought. 30 years ago, it was hard to give the stuff away. Today, when you go to a job interview, what's the first question people ask? Yeah, tell me about the benefits if I work here. Because once 2% of Americans started talking about their health insurance and how great it was, within 7 years, 52% of Americans said, I want that too. It just needed a little bit of a groundswell, a buzz, to start going, and next thing you know, everybody wanted it. And that's exactly where we're at with prepaid legal. USA Today, most widely recognized news periodical in the world, did an article on our company. Here's what they said to us. It sounds like healthcare coverage. Before it turned into a $1 trillion industry. $1 trillion industry, and yet, who's our competition? Pick up the phone and call every law firm in Salt Lake City and say, look, I got $36. What will you do for me? You'll find out who the competition is very, very quickly. How cool is that, that we're in an industry they're saying is a $1 trillion industry, and yet nobody's competing against us? Life insurance, did it have its first day in business at some point? Had to, right? Has it proven successful over time? Is there a lot of renewal income for agents that have a good book of business in life insurance? Yeah. Automobile insurance, did it prove successful over time? How many of you are wealthy today because of all the renewal income from automobile insurance? Probably weren't invited to that party when it launched. What about health insurance? Has it proven successful over time? How many of you have a family trust fund with millions of dollars because of all the wealth created from the health insurance industry? Yeah, see, they all had to start at some time. If you drive to downtown big city USA and look on the outside of the tall buildings, don't a lot of those buildings bear the names of companies that offer those products? Look at the ballparks. They have the names of those companies on the outside of them in a lot of cases. So is somebody getting billions of dollars in renewal income off of those products? Yeah, it's just not us, the middle class. Here's what's awesome about prepaid legal. We have the opportunity to get this industry and divide it up amongst us. We've asked a few people to come up and share a quick success story. If you're one of those individuals, please come up here to the left side, my left side of the stage, and share your success story, and then we'll wrap this up. Give them a hand while they're coming up, guys.
Hi, my name is Deanne Foster, and my background is that I was a stay-at-home mom, and I homeschooled my children, and when my youngest finished her high school studies, I wanted to stay productive, so I thought it would be really fun to go get a job. So I did. I got a part-time job, and it was really fun and exciting for about 2 weeks. And then I began to wonder what I had then done to myself. And it was around that time that I saw this information, was so impressed, jumped on board very quickly. And in that first month, working about 1 to 2 hours a week on average, made about $1,000 that first month, and that is way better than a part-time job.
Hey, guys, I'm Danny Jones. I'm from Mesa, Arizona. We just flew up for my friend's wedding, but... Yeah, I loved the business when I took a look at it. I had no experience. Basically, my background is I was a college dropout. I was actually homeless 3 times when I went into Dave Hall's office and he showed me this business. And I just got so excited because I didn't have to do all the work. The video did all the work for me. And I started showing the video to a few of my friends. Some said yes, some said no. I made an extra $1,000 my first month, went director. After 8 months, went executive director. You guys, I haven't signed a W-2 in about 6 years because of this business. And we just flew up to New York City with my beautiful fiance now. And went up there and got to stay up there for about a week. And the last 2 days I was there on vacation, my deposits were over $800. So if I can do this business, you can do this business.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Anderson. I've been involved in the business for about 6 months. One thing that I absolutely love about Prepaid Legal is using the membership. Earlier this week, I was driving to school, and somebody rear-ended me, and I had never been in an accident before, but I was able to pick up the phone and call the law firm and get advice on what to do. Then later that same day, I was able to call the law firm again because I had an issue with a cell phone contract. So I love having access to lawyers and the best there is.
Hi, my name's Terry Waters. I'm from Salt Lake City. About 16 years old, when I was 16 years old, I started to get involved in the grocery business like most people do. And I've been involved with the grocery business for the last 28 years managing stores. I never received my college degree. When we were asked to move up here to accept a corporate position with one of those stores, I told my wife our biggest dream was to own our own business. So we put everything we owned, our 401k, our life insurance, we did everything. And we bought our own business. And in 2009, when Prepaid Legal was having their best quarters and things like that, our business failed. We claimed bankruptcy, and then I went back out to look for a job. Without a college degree, it's a little hard. Applying for jobs I knew I was qualified for and didn't get. Mr. Burns showed me this opportunity. I got involved with Prepaid Legal. In my first month, we made over $1,500. We became director, and we're not looking back, and so a lot of the things that are there can really happen for you, because I know that a lot of the things that you think that you're really willing to do and work out in corporate America, they're just not willing to take you back, and so you need to do some things for yourself, and I absolutely love Prepaid Legal.
I'm too short. I'm Gabby Martineau. I've been in the business a little over a year, drug into it by my son, and I absolutely love it, by the way. However, probably like my daughter-in-law, it's to be able to help those families that need it. I have a single mom that calls me on a regular basis as the result of having her membership and being able to use it, saved her thousands of dollars because she was getting sued. So I'm Prepaid Legal for life.
Hi, my name...
She is too short.
my name's Ryan Burns. I got started working with the company about 3 years ago, and my intention was just to get a little extra money to cover my card payment. But not only was it doing that, about 4 months into it, just following the simple system they had in place, it started paying me more in my full-time job. Obviously got a little more excited at that point, put in a little more effort. 8 months into the business, I had my first $8,000 month. Now in the last 12 months, it's paid us a six-figure income, and I've absolutely loved working with the company.
That's my favorite part of the presentation. It's just the local success stories. I wish we had time for all of them because I know there's tons of them in the room. But we're going to wrap up with some action steps. First of all, just become a member. If you're a guest here, become a member. We're talking about $1.19 a day for our legal plan with identity theft. No contract month to month. You know, I could line up hundreds of people up here to tell you incredible stories about how it's worked for them. But this is a lot like trying to explain what chocolate ice cream tastes like. Everybody up here telling you what it tastes like doesn't do anything for you. At some point, you have to lick the ice cream and say, yes, I like this, or no, I don't. And the only way you're going to know if Prepaid Legal is right for you is when you use the legal service. You use our plan. So I encourage you to do that. Heaven forbid you're one of those people decide you need to think about it for a second, and you get in your car and back out of this parking lot and back into me. Because you're going to need a good attorney. So you might as well just get it right here now. Then become an associate. We're talking right now $72 to become an associate with our company. Show me another company anywhere in America where a guy without a high school diploma could drop down $72 and within a few years become a millionaire. Legally. Yeah, you can't think of one because there isn't any out there. And then plug into the trainings. We have incredible trainings to teach you how to get started. The top money earners in the entire state have volunteered their time. None of them are paid for this. They volunteered their time to show up on Thursday nights right here and teach you how to get started, how to go get your first paycheck, how to advance through the compensation plan, how to do everything you need to know on Thursday nights. Plug into those trainings. Now, my point of the part of the presentation is done. Here's what I'm going to invite you to do. Circle up with the person that invited you here. Get your paperwork filled out. Get your questions answered. We're going to take about a 10-minute break, and then we're going to come back, do a little bit of recognition, and then we're going to turn some time over to a gentleman who, again, 21 years doing other things, still had an income of over $300,000 a year for a job he hadn't touched in 21 years. Would you like to know a little bit more about how he created that? Absolutely, absolutely. So, you guys, if you decide that you, if you're a guest here today and you decide, you know what, I'd like to stay and learn from these people, learn how to do that, you can grab a ticket out there at the sign-in table. There's some tools available back here at this table. Let's just be back here in this room ready to go in about 10 minutes. Thank you all for coming out this morning.
Let it go. Let it go.